one of my best customers.
Tell the adjutant I'll try to oblige him.
Good.
When I find the time.
Oh, and now, mademoiselle, you must go out there again. Not to...
I would like your company here and now.
Would you? It is a shame, adjutant, but I must disappoint you. Who'll buy an apple? An apple, sir? An apple?
Here she comes, Tom. She's selling apples.
Good evening, soldier.
Good evening, mademoiselle. Thanks for the flower.
Can I offer you an apple, too?
Yeah, sure. Lend me 20 francs, Blamey.
That makes 60, you owe me. Here you are.
Take it, mademoiselle.
Thank you.
2 weeks' pay is a lot of money for an apple.
You can have it for nothing, if you like.
Oh, no, no, nothing doing. I always pay for what I get. I'd sit down if I were you. Come on.
You needn't pull me down, soldier.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you.
You're very brave, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know. Why? Do you like brave men?
Perhaps.
Hey, wait, where are you going?
I'm busy now, but later. I'll be out there, on the balcony.
Okay. I'll see you later. You can smell the desert tonight. Hot, isn't it?
Cooler than inside.
Expect to stay in Algiers very long?
Who knows? They say when a singer comes here to work, she stays forever.
I've seen it work out that way.
I beg your pardon.
Adjutant?
Good evening, mademoiselle.
Good evening, Adjutant César.
I saw you come out this way, and I gathered that you were no longer very busy.
But I am. You see, I invited this gentleman to come out here and sit with me.
Oh, I see. Mademoiselle, you are new in Algiers. Perhaps you do not realize that this gentleman, as you call him, is a legionnaire, a private.
I choose my company by their looks, not by their medals.
Am I to take it, then, that you prefer his company to mine?
Take it as you like, monsieur.
Thank you. But I'm still the adjutant here. Legionnaire Brown, you will please leave here at once.
I'm off duty, sir.
I asked you to leave. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir. But the lady has asked me to stay.
May I remind you that I'm your superior officer?
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm going to stay.
Very well. Legionnaire Brown, you will report to headquarters in the morning. Report to me, personally.
Very good, sir.
Good night, mademoiselle.
You shouldn't have done that.
I know it.
You think being here with me is worth the risk?
Sure, if you think so. Go on. Play some more.
I think you'd better go now, soldier.
All right, lady. You won't have any trouble getting rid of me.
Nothing like independence, is there?
Well, maybe I am independent. With women.
You evidently don't think much of women.
Well, I'll tell you, lady, it's their fault, not mine.
Been in the Legion very long?
Almost 3 years. 3 years? It seems like 300.
You sound tired of life.
Well, I don't know whether I am or not. I was when I joined this outfit. Well, how about you, mademoiselle? Been on the stage very long?
Long enough.
Tired of it?
No.
Well, what in the name of 10,000 corporals did you come to a country like this for, anyway?
I understand that men are never asked why they enter the Foreign Legion.
That's right. They never asked me. If they had, I wouldn't have told. When I crashed the Legion, I ditched the past.
There's a Foreign Legion of women, too. But we have no uniforms, no flags, and no medals when we are brave. No wound stripes when we are hurt.
Well, look here. Is there anything I can do to help you?
No. I've heard that before. Or do you think you can restore my faith in men?
Oh, no, 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 not me. You got the wrong man for that. Anybody who has faith in me is a sucker.
You'd better go now. I'm beginning to like you.
You know, I've told women about everything a man can say. But I'm going to tell you something I've never told a woman before. I wish I'd met you 10 years ago. Good night.
Good night, and thank you.
We pause for station identification. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Memories 89.1 FM.
Marlena Dietrich and Clark Gable in the Lux Radio Theater's presentation of The Legionnaire and the Lady continue in just a moment.
You're listening to listener-supported Swing Street Radio. Swing Street Radio, where the big bands swing. The sounds of the golden age of radio continue with Yesteryear.
Marlene Dietrich, as Amy Joly, and Clark Gable as Legionnaire Tom Brown, continue with our play, The Legionnaire and the Lady. It has been several hours since Tom told Amy that he wished he had met her 10 years sooner. At Foreign Legion headquarters, his head reeling from the heat of the tiny office in which he sits, Adjutant Caesar is working at his desk. An orderly enters.
Adjutant.
Yes, what is it?
Legionnaire Brown's here.
Oh, is he? Tell him to come in.
Oui, monsieur. Entrez.
Thanks. Good morning, Adjutant. You asked me to report to you this morning.
I have not forgotten. Stand over there. Legionnaire Brown, I think it is hardly necessary to remind you that insubordination is a serious offense.
Insubordination? But I was off duty.
Off duty or on duty, the word of a superior officer is law. You refuse to obey. You are therefore guilty of a breach of conduct and subject to court-martial. Report to the sergeant and place yourself under arrest.
Yes, sir. Of course, there's nothing personal in this. I mean, you're not just sore about last night or anything.
Oh, you forget yourself.
No, I don't. You have no reason to court-martial me, except that you wanted that girl to yourself. And I took her out from under your nose.
Silence!
Silence your foot. You don't scare me with a nickel.
Well, a year in prison might.
You ought to know.
What's that?
A year in prison. That's short compared to what you were going to serve before you escaped.
Are you quite sure you know what you're talking about?
I'm talking about a little matter of homicide, murder, in Berlin. The murderer's name was Cesar. He got 30 years, but he escaped. It's a funny thing. He looked just like you, Adjutant, without the mustache.
Legionnaire Brown, you... You're a fool.
Sure. If I wasn't, I wouldn't be in the Foreign Legion, sweating blood for a rat like you.
Entrez.
That woman's here, Adjutant. The one you sent for.
Send her in.
This way, mademoiselle.
Good morning.
Good morning. You wish to see me?
If you don't mind. Hello.
Oh. Are you here, too?
Yeah, sure. You never can tell where you'll run into me.
For the next few days, we'll know exactly where to run into you. Orderly.
Yes, Adjutant?
Take this man to the guardhouse.
The guardhouse? What for?
That's the Legion's business, mademoiselle. And mine. Take him.
Hello.
Sure. I'm sorry I couldn't stay, mademoiselle. Good morning, Adjutant.
What are you going to do with him?
That is not the question at the moment, mademoiselle. The question is, what are we going to do with you?
I don't understand you, monsieur.
No. It is the policy of the Legion, mademoiselle, not to interfere in the private affairs of any resident. But when the private affairs of the resident intrude upon the performance of a soldier's duty, we find it necessary to take steps.
What steps?
Such as asking the person to leave Algiers. In the future, mademoiselle, will you please act accordingly? That's all.
One moment. Last night was my fault, more than the Legionnaire's. I ask you to be lenient with him.
You were not very lenient with me, mademoiselle.
Please.
There is nothing I can do. Good morning.
Good morning. There's the story, Monsieur Lavoisier. You said I should come to you if I needed help. I need it now.
I think the Legionnaire is the one who needs help.
Monsieur Lavoisier, what will they do to him?
I don't know. Personally, I shouldn't care to have Adjutant Caesar as an enemy.
I seem to have the unhappy faculty of causing trouble wherever I go.
Oh, nonsense. You know, I carry some weight with Caesar. Possibly I can help you.
Every time a man has helped me, there has been a price. What's yours?
My price? A smile.
I can pay that, monsieur.
Where is the Legionnaire now?
In the guardhouse. I saw him this afternoon. I bribed the guard.
Did you tell him you were coming to me?
No. He says not to worry, that he'll be out before morning.
Perhaps he will.
He's in the same cell, Sergeant.
Legionnaire Brown.
Oh, hello, Sergeant. Nice of you to call. Sit down. Make yourself comfortable.
No wisecracks, you. No wisecracks. Here's your pass.
Hey, you mean I'm getting out of this joint?
Yeah, the door's wide open and you can do as you like. Until 7 o'clock in the morning.
What's the idea of this?
You're leaving for a month or past tomorrow.
Oh, no, no, not me. You know, I'm beginning to like this town. Tell Cesar I'm not going.
Tell him yourself. He's going along this time.
Who's going along?
You heard what I said. Caesar's going.
Oh. Yeah?
Yeah. Now go on. Get out of here.
Yeah, sure. Sure. So long, Sarge.
And see if you can stay out of here for once in a while.
I'll do my best.
Tom. Hey, Tom.
Blimey. Blimey, come here.
Yeah, I'll be waiting for you. I have this idea.
Yeah? Well, don't talk now. Let's get away from here.
Eh?
Come on, come on, come on. Keep walking.
Oh, what's up? You're out, ain't you?
Yeah, until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
It's the truth. He ain't going to give you a court-martial.
Oh, no, not Mr. Cesar. He got a better idea than that. I think I'm on to it. He's going to get me out on the desert, face me in the right direction, and put a bullet in my back.
Put a bullet in... Oh, the eat's got you.
You think so?
Well, what does Caesar want to flag you for anyway?
My old failing, blimey. I talked right in his beard and told him what was what. You see, I know something about that bird, and now he knows I know it.
Truth.
But he's not going to use me for target practice. I'm through with the army, blimey, washed up. I've been looking for the right kind of woman all my life. I think I found her.
Now, listen here. If you're talking about the mademoiselle of the cafe...
That's who, blimey?
Well, you're crazy. She ain't nothing but a cheap little gold.
Oh, no, she isn't, blimey. She's all right. And I'm quitting the army and taking her out of here tonight.
You don't say. Anybody hear what the penalty is for desertion?
There's 100 ways of dying, brother. And I'm picking my own.
Come in.
Good evening, mademoiselle.
Monsieur Belavassière, come in.
And how are you this evening?
I'm well, thank you. The flowers you sent are wonderful.
Not half so wonderful as I should wish.
Any news of him?
Some. He's not to be court-martialed, but they are going to transfer him.
Oh. Oh, that means he will have to leave town.
Of course.
I see.
Do you love him?
I don't know. I hope not.
Look, I've brought you something.
Brought me something?
A bracelet. May I put it on you?
I can't accept this, monsieur. It's worth a fortune.
Anything of less value would be unworthy of you.
I'm sorry, monsieur. I cannot take it.
Well, let me leave it here on the dressing table. You've changed your mind.
I won't.
Has anyone ever told you that I'm a very wealthy man?
I've heard so.
Does it mean so little to you?
In what way, monsieur?
I'd like to take you away from here.
Would you? Exactly what do you offer now?
The conventional thing. My offer is highly respectable. Marriage.
You're a strange man.
You find it so strange that I should be fond of you?
Must I answer you now?
I'd sleep better tonight if you did. Well?
I don't think I care to take advantage of your tempting offer.
Then you're in love.
No. I don't think I am.
Supposing you'd never met a certain private in the Foreign Legion, what would your answer have been?
It might have been the same. I don't know. Come in.
Hello.
You.
Yes, I'm sorry to bust in like this, but I'm leaving for the Sahara in the morning, and I just came to say goodbye.
Tomorrow? At a short notice, isn't it?
I think you two will want to be alone. I understand you're leaving on a rather strenuous journey. I wish you good luck.
Thanks.
A bientôt, mademoiselle.
A bientôt. Will you be gone long? When will I see you again?
Well, maybe never.
Never?
Yeah. You see, something tells me I'm not coming back this time.
Then you must not go.
You know, that's funny, but that's just what I was thinking. I could desert and board a freighter for Europe tonight.
Why don't you?
I would in a minute. If you'd go with me.
You really want me to?
I really want you to. You know, you've done something to me. I don't know what, but I've been thinking about you every minute since I saw you. Will you come with me?
Yes. I'll go with you. Who is it?
It's I, Rotundo. It's time for you to set apples. Why are you not outside?
In a moment. Wait here for me. I'll be back.
Oh, excuse me. I thought the hatspatch had gone.
No, no, not yet. I'm waiting here for Mademoiselle Ami to come back.
Oh, of course. A wonderful girl, isn't she?
Oh, you've noticed that, too.
Everyone has. And I believe I've fallen a little farther than the rest. Oh, yes? Not that it's done me any good.
What do you mean?
She's refused me.
Refused you? You offered to marry her?
Yes, about 10 minutes ago. Here in this room.
Oh, I see. She never mentioned that.
Why should you?
You're a rich guy, aren't you? Plenty of dough.
So my lawyers tell me. Didn't make much difference with Mademoiselle Annie. She wouldn't even accept a gift from me. That bracelet there on the dressing table. I left it in the hope that she might change her mind, but I'm sure she won't. I'm afraid I'm fighting a lost cause.
You know, that's a laugh, isn't it?
I should want to marry her?
Oh, no. I wasn't thinking of that. I was thinking of myself. Legionnaire Tom Brown, 20 bucks a month and keep. Trying to pull the kind uncle act with a girl who could marry a millionaire. You know, I might have known it was too good to be true.
Suppose she's in love with you.
And suppose she's not. What difference does it make? Do you think I'm going to step all over the biggest chance of her life? Oh, no, not me, mister. I may be only a buck private in a tin sword army, but I know when to take a walk, and I'm taking one now.
Are you sure you're doing the best for her?
Well, it's best for her. Hey, do me a favor, will you? She'll be coming back here in a minute. When she does, let me talk to her alone.
Of course. What are you going to tell her?
Well, I don't know yet, but I'll think of something. I'll pick a fight with her. I'll make her sore at me. When I make my exit, she'll probably be glad to see me go.
Well, do as you think best. Good luck.
Was I long?
Yes, a little. I was just leaving.
Leaving? But I'm not ready yet.
I wasn't thinking of you. I'm going alone.
Has anything happened?
Yeah, lots happened. I've changed my mind, sister.
Why?
I'm no sucker, lady. Maybe you thought I was, but I'm not.
Tom, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. I've been on the level with you, and I thought you were with me. You shouldn't have left me here alone. I saw too much.
What did you see?
That pretty little diamond bracelet over there on the dressing table.
Well?
A new acquisition, isn't it? Or are you going to tell me you borrowed it from a girlfriend?
It was given to me tonight. I haven't accepted it yet.
Oh, that's a better one. Go ahead, sister. It sounds swell.
You think that I
don't have to think. Girls like you don't wear diamonds. And when they do, well, that doesn't go with me. I'm hard-boiled, but not enough for that stuff. A one-man woman is what I want, or nothing at all. This time, it's nothing at all. So long, sister.
There goes your soldier, mademoiselle.
Yes, he didn't desert after all.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing.
Oh, sorry.
How straight they march when they go out.
Yes, until the heat gets them. It's a bad section they're going to.
I wonder how many of them will come back.
Are you worried about all of them or just one?
What good is it to worry about anything? Those women marching behind the men. Who are they?
The women? I would call them the rear guard.
How can they keep pace with the men?
Well, sometimes they catch up with them and sometimes they don't. Very often when they do, they find their men dead.
Those women must be mad.
Oh, I don't know. You see, they love their men.
Oh, they're even madder than I thought.
All right, but I don't see what good it does. We only have to get up again. Anyhow, those walking bed sheets can't chew straight.
Oh, no? Well, you'll think different when you get a bullet in your chest.
This heat's enough to mill a guy.
Oh, shut up. If you don't like this war, why don't you quit?
I was going to, Simon, but you see, I've turned decent.
What?
I said I've turned decent. I'm in love.
You? That's a riot, that is.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, blimey, what the devil are you doing here?
Oh, just come up with a relief. Nearly had me into a bet, Tom.
It's that blasted machine gun up there on the hill.
Sergeant!
Yes, sir.
Here comes the adjutant by me. I'm in for something.
Have you spotted that machine gun?
It's up there someplace, sir.
We'll send out a scout. Legionnaire Brown.
I know it.
Legionnaire Brown.
Yes, sir.
Take a man with you and spot that machine gun. If you get close enough, use your hand grenade. It must be destroyed.
Yes, sir.
I'll go with him, sir.
Blimey, are you crazy?
Quiet. You can go with him if you want.
Thank you, sir. It'll be a real pleasure.
Report to me when you get back.
Yeah. When and if we get back. Well, I had the right hunch, didn't I?
That's too bad, Brown.
Yeah. Well?
Hey, wait a minute, you. How about those 10 francs you owe me?
Oh, shut up. Come on, Blimey.
Right behind you, Tom.
Go on, fellas.
Go on, you mug. Okay, Blimey. We'll crawl along this trough and slip over the ridge down there.
Right. Blimey, but they're making it tough for us. Hey, look.
What?
Over there, the adjutant. He's laying in beyond that sand dune.
This is it, Blimey. Here's where I get that bullet in my back.
No, you don't. If he makes a move for his gun, I'll let him have it right between the eyes.
Don't be a fool.
There he goes.
Put the gun down. Put it down.
Let me alone. Let me alone. Somebody's got it.
Holy.
Oi, what is it? The adjutant. He's been hit. Good. Blimey, I hope he croaks. It'll save me the trouble.
Hey, he's got it bad, Blimey.
I hope so.
Come on, let's get going.
Keep low, Tom. They're blasting us hot and heavy.
They must have a spotter. Get over there behind that hill, Blimey. I'll go up this way.
Right into their faces, you man.
Oh, go ahead. I'll be right back.
Come back here, Tom. Come back here. Come back here. Tom. Tom. Oh, he's been hit. Tom, where are you?
Here, Blimey. Over here.
Oh, did you get it, Tom?
Yeah, I guess I did, Blimey.
Where is it, Tommy boy? Where is it?
In here. It's got to be all tied up in knots.
Tom. Tommy boy.
It's all right, Tommy. You better get back.
And leave you here?
I don't think you can help me much. Funny, isn't it? You were glad Cesar got it. Save you the trouble. Looks like I did the same thing for him.
Tommy. Tom. Lord, blimey.
In just a moment, you will hear more of the story of the Legionnaire and the Lady, co-starring Marlena Dietrich and Clark Gable.
You're listening to listener-supported Swing Street Radio. Swing Street Radio, where the big bands swing. The sounds of the golden age of radio continue with Yesteryear.
We return to the Legionnaire and the Lady with Marlena Dietrich as Amé Jolie and Clark Gable as Legionnaire Tom Brown. Several weeks have gone by, and Amé has received no word from the Legionnaire. Convinced that she will never see him again, she has accepted Le Bissier's offer of marriage. It is the night of their engagement dinner in a room at the Hotel Dupré. Amé Jolie sits by the window, staring into the street. Le Bissier, receiving no answer to his knock, enters.
Amé. Amé, where are you?
Here.
Sitting in the dark. Let me turn the light. That's better. We've all been waiting for you downstairs, Amé.
Have you? I'm sorry. I didn't know.
What have you been doing, darling?
Sitting here by the window, thinking.
About anything in particular, Amé?
No. Nothing in particular.
You're not at all excited. This is the night of our engagement dinner, or have you forgotten?
How could I forget?
Everybody's here. They're dying to meet you.
I didn't think they would come.
On the contrary, they're delighted to witness the unconditional surrender of the most exacting bachelor in the world. Are you happy, my dear?
Of course. Shall we go down now?
Oh, wait, I want to speak to you.
Anything wrong?
Yes, I have news of your Legionnaire.
What news?
His company returns tonight. That is, what's left of it.
You mean?
I mean that he's not returning with it. He's been wounded. He's in the hospital at a mouth of pass.
Is he badly hurt?
Oh, I don't know. They wouldn't tell me that.
Then he may be dying. He may be dead by now.
Perhaps.
I've got to go to him.
Amé, are you in love with him?
I've got to see him. Please.
Very well.
You don't mind?
No. You see, I love you, Amé. I'll do anything to make you happy. We'll go together.
Thank you.
Now wait here, and I'll order the car. There it is, I believe.
The hospital?
Yes. You want me to go in with you?
No. It would be best if I went alone.
Very well, my dear.
Good morning, mademoiselle. Something I can do for you?
I'm looking for Legionnaire Tom Brown.
Brown? Hospital case?
Yes.
Let me see. I'm sorry. There's no one by that name on our books.
Are you sure?
Well, he might be under some other name. Have a look.
Thank you.
Hey, Desco Lee, I want to see about that guy that... Well. If it ain't the man who's up in America's Cafe. Hey, don't you remember me? I'm the top sergeant from the 5th Regiment. Hey, what are you doing down here anyway?
I'm looking for Legionnaire Tom Brown.
Oh, Brown. Oh, you won't find him here.
He isn't dead.
Dead? Nah, you can't kill that bird. They thought he was a goner when they brought him in, and a couple of days later he was tearing up the bedclothes because they wouldn't give him a drink. They let him out a week ago.
Is he still in town?
Sure he is. He's around the corner at Christine's. But say, are you going to see him?
Yes.
Well, then tell him not to forget the 10 francs he owes me.
Miss Christine, what kind of a place is it?
It's a cafe. Just poke your head in and look around. When you see a gal with her arms around a guy's shoulder, 10 to 1, that guy will be brown.
Come, Senor Soldier. Wake up. Pay a little attention to me.
Oh, go away, will you? Can't you see I'm busy?
Busy. Ah, carving in the top of the table a name. A-M-Y. J-O-L-L-Y. Amy Jolly. That's the girl's name, eh?
Yep.
Who is she?
Oh, it wouldn't do you any good if I told you.
You love her very much?
Yep.
Poor boy. She's your sweetheart, no?
Oh, shut up, will you? Go on, beat it.
See, all right. You don't have to get mad at me.
Hello, soldier.
Army.
Mind if I sit down?
No, of course not.
Thank you.
You gave me a surprise. What are you doing in this part of the world?
I heard you were wounded.
Yeah? Well, I heal fast. Never felt better in my life. Are you married yet?
No.
I heard you were going to marry that rich friend of yours, that Lavoisier fellow.
I am.
Are you sure?
I don't change my mind.
I get it. Well, I wish you all the luck in the world, mademoiselle.
Is that all you have to say?
Yeah, that's all. Well, that's me. I guess we're pushing off again.
Where to?
I can't tell, but wherever it is, it'll be thirsty march. I better go and get myself a drink.
You're not going to say goodbye.
We leave at dawn. Come and see us off, will you?
Maybe.
I'll do what you think is best. So long, mademoiselle.
So long, soldier.
Your man, he is gone, senorita?
Yes.
You look sad. Why you don't go with him?
He doesn't want me.
No, he wants no girl. Only one whose name he carved here on the table. See? A-M-Y-J-O-L-L-Y. Amy Jolie.
Amy Jolie? He carved that?
See? He thinks of her all the time.
Well, did you see him?
Yes, he's well again. They're moving him on to fight.
Well, shall we go back?
Not yet. He's leaving at dawn. I'll wait till then.
You want to sit in the car here, Amy, or shall we go back and look for him?
I see him now. His company's not marching yet.
You want me to call him over?
Please. He sees us. He's coming this way.
What are you going to say to him?
Just goodbye.
Hello. Out early this morning, mademoiselle.
Yes, we came to see you all.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
I'm sorry, I can't stay long. My company's ready to march.
You're going to be out long?
Can't tell.
Hey, lady killer.
Offer, what do you want?
There's a war going on out there. Oh, you're coming or ain't you?
All right. Shut up. Well, here we go. Goodbye, mademoiselle.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Good luck, Legionnaire Brown.
Thanks.
Well, there he goes.
Out into the sun.
You're going to miss him, aren't you?
I love him.
I knew you did.
He loves me, too.
How do you know?
I always knew.
Army.
The women, the rear guard. They're beginning to follow the men. It hurts me to look at them.
Why?
Because I want to be one of them. I want to follow, too.
You love him that much?
I love him that much. They're almost out in the desert now. I'm going after him.
You're mad. I won't let you go.
Please, you have been so kind to me, but I can't help it. Try to forgive me. Try to understand. I've got to go to him.
Amy!
I must go to him.
Darling, I understand.
Tom.
Army, what are you doing out here?
I followed you. I will stay with you forever.
Doc, don't be a fool. Go back. Go back before it's too late.
No, I'm going to stay.
But you know what it's like out here. It's torture. Nothing but heat and sand and sun. A burning sun that will blister your body until you scream.
I don't care. I'm one of the Riadar now. One of the women who love their men.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the story of the Legionnaire and the Lady, as played by Marlena Dietrich and Clark Gable. Before I present our two stars for a curtain call, I'm going to ask an old friend, a pioneer in the motion picture industry, to step up on the stage. We were once partners and made our first film, The Squaw Man, together. It's comfortable to have him at my side tonight as I enter the field of radio. Jesse Lasky of Pickford Lasky Productions.
Well, Cecil, this great new theater on Hollywood Boulevard is quite different from the stable where we started the Squaw Man 23 years ago.
In the middle of an orange grove. In those days, Jesse, there were trees on Hollywood Boulevard instead of neon signs.
A lot of water has run under the bridge since then.
Yeah, speaking of water, you remember Jacob Stern? You remember we rented the barn from him. Or rather, we rented only half the barn we worked in. Jacob kept his horse in the other half. And every time he washed the buggy, the water ran into our office.
Yes, and we had to put our feet in the wastebasket to keep them from getting wet.
Yes, I put my last dime into that picture of ours.
Yes, and you put my last dime in, too. But it's always stimulating to me, Cecil, to see that in spite of the many changes in Hollywood, the men who started in the picture business with us are now at the top of the heap. You know who I'm thinking of? Adolf Zucker and Samuel Goldwyn, the men who with us founded what is now the great Paramount Company.
Yes, there's one good thing, Jesse, about working on the radio. Somebody else puts up the money.
That's one thing that even I will yes you on. Now, Cecil, I want to wish you Godspeed on this series of programs. It's a pleasure to have been here tonight, and I'm glad this excellent radio show will be broadcast from Hollywood from now on.
And now a word about a certain young actor before he steps out on the stage. I want to tell you a little story of him. When I was casting Madame Satan 6 or 7 years ago, I was looking for a villain. Somebody had given my script girl a screen test of a young man, and she kept dinging the life out of me to see it. I asked her if he was a villain, and she said she thought he could do anything. So I looked at it and decided he was not a villain, but that he had definite possibilities. So I showed it to the other executives of the studio. When I asked them about the young man a day or so later, they said he never could succeed in pictures. I asked why not. They said his ears are too big. But evidently those ears were no obstacle to the triumph of Clark Gable. As you stepped out on this stage, Clark, I could hear feminine hearts thumping from coast to coast.
Well, C.B., I'm letting that go in one ear and out the other.
If your studio will loan you to my studio, Clark, I'd like to direct you in a picture.
Well, I hear from everybody who has ever worked for you that it's a great experience, if you live through it.
Now, my ears are burning.
No. No, really, though. It was a great show and a lot of fun working for you. And I want to express the gratitude of Miss Dietrich and myself to our all-star supporting cast tonight. Crawford Kent as La Bessière. Frank Riker as Adjutant César. Warwick Kingsford as Bimey. Wally Mayer as the Sergeant. Lou Merrill as Lo Tinto. And Inez Seabury as the Spanish Girl. And thanks also to our fine audience. Good night, Mr. DeMille. And so long, everybody.
And here she comes. Here she comes as desirable as she was in her picture Desire. As beautiful and glamorous as, well, as only Marlena Dietrich can be.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. DeMille.
We received so many requests, Marlena, that you sing your famous song from the Blue Angel, Falling in Love Again. Will you please?
I'd be very glad to. Mr. Frederick Hollander, the composer of the song, will accompany me. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it. Love's always been my game, play it how I may. I was made that way, I can't help it. Men cluster to me like moths around the flame, and if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it. Love's always been my game, play it how I may. I was made that way, I can't help it. Men cluster to me like moths around a flame, and if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it.
Thank you, Miss Dietrich. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your announcer, Melville Ruitt. Before Mr. DeMille tells you more about our play for next week, on behalf of our sponsors, I want to express appreciation and gratitude to Mr. DeMille and to the great Hollywood studios who cooperated in making this occasion such a splendid success. From Paramount, Miss Dietrich, who will next be seen on the screen in the David O. Selznick Technicolor production of The Garden of Allah, based on the famous novel by Robert Hitchens. Mr. Clark Gable, the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer star, came direct to this broadcast from the set of the Warner Cosmopolitan production of Cain and Mabel. He will soon be seen with Jeanette MacDonald in MGM's production San Francisco. Mr. Louis Silvers represents the 20th Century Fox. And to Paramount, our thanks for the loan of our producer, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille.
On behalf of all who contributed to this evening's performance, our cast, Mr. Louis Silvers, and his orchestra, our technical staff, and our sponsors, I thank you and invite you to be guests of the Lux Radio Theater again next Monday night, when this program will be presented from the same station. This is Cecil B. DeMille saying good night to you from Hollywood.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From June of 1936, it's been the Lux Radio Theater with their first broadcast from Hollywood, featuring Cecil B. DeMille, Clark Gable, and Marlena Dietrich in The Legionnaire and the Lady by George Wells. Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for on this edition of Yesteryear, but that's okay. You're invited to join us again next week at the same time, and why not invite a friend to tune in, too, and enjoy the best from the golden age of radio here on Yesteryear. Till next time, I'm Craig Roberts. So long.
Radio, remember radio. We'd sit and close our eyes and use our imagination. Comedy, mystery, fireside chat. Together we sat, listening nightly to our favorite shows. Radio, I miss you, Sodio, Vodio, Dodio, Do.